Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Start talking about reseeding and conference alignment, man. I'll tell you what.
I tell you, man. I do like the one you were giving me in the break, talking about how we should seed it more like the NCAA tournament, where somebody on the text line suggested keep the divisions, win the division you're still in, but it doesn't guarantee a home game.
Right. And what I was telling you is, like, if you were to win like the Mountain West in college basketball and go like 29-3, you're going to be in the playoffs, right? Like, you're going to be in the dance. You're not going to be a one seed. You're going to be like a 6 or a 5, right? Like, if the NFL, let's say the Washington Commanders, who go 12-5, don't win their division or don't win their conference.
No, their division, yeah.
Division. Then they shouldn't be a 7 seed, but they could be a 4 seed or a 5. But if you're the Rams and you go 10-7 and win your conference,
you shouldn't get a home game while Washington had to play a road game. No, I like that. Like,
you're still winning and getting rewarded.
Yeah.
But you're not necessarily not getting rewarded or getting like shame because you know.
And sometimes you play in the AFC East and your division is really easy. Yeah. So you get a cakewalk into the playoffs. And so, you know, teams that, you know, maybe play in tougher divisions don't get as easy a route, you know, to the postseason. Or some teams, you know, like Minnesota get 14 wins and they don't win their division because, you know, Detroit was what they were.
15-2.
So you don't penalize Detroit or Minnesesota by having but again, that takes away from game 272, like we saw the other night, you know? So I guess there's positives and negatives to everything.
Sure.
Change is very hard to enact for a lot of people, especially in sports. But all the ideas that we've had already roll in this morning on the Jay Southland Toe Service text line, I like them all. I'm open to everything right now. There's not one where I went, oh, that's a terrible idea. Because I don't think ideas are terrible until you enact them and see what they can do. And an idea may not be your favorite, but by God, if we put it into play, it may turn out to be something good, like the one who had the 2 seed in the AFC plays the 7 seed in the NFC, and the 2 seed in the NFC plays the 7 seed in the AFC. That could be fun too.
And again, it gets people talking, which again, it's like everything in the NFL. My buddy John texted me, said, see the AFC, see the NFC, AFC evens versus NFC odds on one side of the bracket, vice versa on the other. Championship weekend gives opportunity for the best of both conferences to play each other, and then the Super Bowl is best 2 teams regardless of conference. Mm. Now, again, this is just hypothetical and all that, and just
Cincinnati would still be left out under this scenario, right?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? Because they didn't win the division and they didn't have one of the top 7. I'm just making sure.
Right. Yeah. And I think the other thing, too, is
it's close, though. But to your point, it is close, though, Bob. And like, it's one game. Like,
it is.
What you're changing would just have Cincinnati just walk into the playoffs. Denver, bye-bye.
Somebody says, is the NFL broke? Why are you trying to fix it? So let me help you out here, 816. Kickoff rule, overtime rule. Every year, something changes. Maybe not drastically to you, but again, Mahomes didn't get the ball again, and the overtime loss to the Patriots his first year as a starter. When they played Buffalo, they changed the rule after that game.
Right.
Because they're like, all right, enough of this is done. The kickoff rule this year, completely different. Looks like the XFL. The NFL, again, is not broke, but they're trying to fix it little by little by little.
Just because something isn't broke doesn't mean you don't fix it either. Doesn't mean you don't constantly make changes with it and try to get better at what it is that you're doing. Eventually, eventually everything runs its course, right? And if it's the same thing over and over and over again, people are like, all right, I've already seen this act. That's why the NFL is always about change. It's why they move the draft around like they do. Get that city excited for the draft, generate money, all that kind of stuff, doing innovative things. The one that I always point back to was the pass interference rule. Mac, I don't know if you're old enough to remember when they used to be able to challenge pass interference penalties, and then nobody liked that because the refs were never changing the pass interference penalty. And changing the review, so they got rid of that rule after that year. So that's the thing with the NFL. You can put all this into place. We can try it out and have fun for a year, and nobody likes it, then we go back.
Again, the text line putting words in our mouths. The kickoff rule is trash. Let's not act like it's better. I didn't say it was better. I just said they're trying to fix it. I think it's terrible. But I'm telling you, like, no one 3 years ago was, like, sitting in the room going, what if we put zones? And if you don't make the zone, or you do this, like no one was doing that 3 years ago. They did it last year, completely changed it, and we got to see it. And the NFL, being the power they can be, they'd be like, back to the old days.
Well, and I don't know what they're going to do
with
the kickoff.
Think about extra points.
Yeah, the extra point. Yeah. I mean, now when you see a college extra point, how weird do you get? Right? Yeah. You're like, what the hell's going on? Is there a penalty that I miss? Right? Like, I was a fan of the NFL trying something different with the kickoff rule. I was wide open for this. Let me see what it's going to be like.
Right.
I don't care if they go back to the other one. I don't care if they stay with this one. It really hasn't made a huge impact for me. I'm not going to sit out here and say I hate it or I love it, but I love the fact that they were willing to try something different. And if it doesn't work, okay, it doesn't work. Go back to what you were doing, you know?
Another person thing I take the rest of the day off from the 206. My marriage is great, but we keep working on it.
It's true, right? As good as the NFL is, right? And we would all argue, except for Carrington, that the NFL is really good, right?
I mean, we're all here, aren't we?
Right? Like, I love the NFL. It's absolutely glorious. Yes. The colors, the action, the pageantry, everything. It's just everything. It's just the perfect activity, right? Love watching football. Were the games great? No, the games weren't great this weekend. It happens. Sometimes you have bad games. And when you do have moments like that, the thing that you need to do is look inside and go, how could we have made this better, guys? Mm-hmm. There's meetings going on Park Avenue today. I guarantee it. How could we make this better? What could we do to generate more money? How can we have more fan interest? How can we make things more exciting, right? I don't know. Let's try some things different with the playoffs and see where we go. I don't think it's a bad deal at all. And this is the old guy in the room saying that, right? Like usually
it's we're flip-flopped here, bro.
I love trying things. I love going out there and seeing what could work and what couldn't work. The closed-mindedness that a lot of people in sports have had over the years doesn't help. Just go back to baseball. The changes that baseball made, I don't want to use the term save the sport. It reinvented Major League Baseball. The pitch clock, the bigger bases, the throwing over, all the speeding up of the game, all of that has changed. I like the ghost runner in the 10th inning. Like, it's dramatically reinvented the game of baseball, and there are more people talking about baseball now and falling back in love with baseball because of that. And that's because of change that probably a lot of dudes in their 60s didn't like. But you know what? A lot of other people did like them, and they tried them, and they worked out to be pretty good changes.
All right. This is not good. I know this is not good. I knew it wasn't good as soon as I watched that Chargers game. Get into the script, which is brought to you by Foley.
It's pretty simple. 3:30 Saturday. Feet goes up, football goes on. I think we see one of Denver or the Texans win their game. I think one of those two teams does surprise and win. And the world is against both of those teams. That's why I think one of them is going to win. Steelers, Ravens, I think it's going to be an all-time classic. Nope. I think Lamar wins it at the end with a touchdown run. Commanders, Bucks, I think that's going to be a snoozer. And if Jalen Hurts throws 20 passes, then take the over on Saquon Barkley and rushes it 50 times because I think they're going to use him a lot. I don't know if Jalen Hurts is 100% healthy. You know, they say he is, but, I mean, that guy hasn't played in a long time and is coming out of the concussion protocol. I think the Eagles easily beat the Green Bay Packers. And so that's how I see this kind of weekend shaping up.
Tonight begins one of the better football weekends we've ever had, and it starts with an Ohio State win. That's right, Bob, over Texas.
Yeah.
The Chargers cover against the Texans. People restart the Texans hype train for next year. Herbert looks great in that game. No one gives him any respect because no one ever does. Steelers, Ravens, it's close until the end. Baltimore will squeeze it out. Lamar doesn't look that great. The Bills will blow out the Broncos. Packers, Eagles goes into overtime in the Love Hurts battle. The Eagles will come out on top with an A.J. Brown
Hurts
ceiling touchdown. And Jaden Daniels, he'll show he's a rookie in a loss at Tampa Bay. Sam Darnold shows everyone what he has for 16 weeks prior to last week's game against Detroit and beats former Super Bowl champion Matthew Stafford.
We don't know
about that. My script is Baltimore and Pittsburgh will be the game of the weekend. I'm not 100% sold that Lamar Jackson can do it against Pittsburgh again. The last time he did it, he gave the quote at the end of the game, the monkey's finally off my back. But it's also the game of the weekend because of all of the storylines. There's no Zay Flowers. So, Lamar, your number one target outside of Mark Andrews, not playing in this game. Head coach storyline, John Harbaugh, Mike Tomlin. Both, I get it, they've done everything they need to do as head coach in this league. Their tenure, their respect, their level of success, it's all there. But there will be some sort of, you know, repercussions against the guy that loses this game. The other one I like is Daniels versus Baker. Low-key fire matchup. I know you don't really care about it, but this is a game like we talked about last night via text. I got no dog in the fight. I want to see if Baker can also do it in the playoffs again. Can he continue to be the Baker that has given Tampa Bay reason to believe that they're okay with him being their franchise quarterback? Mike Evans, veteran, on your back. Let Baker Mayfield find you. Be that guy. And then you move over to the other side. Dan Quinn, right? Came back, probably going to, you know, be top three finisher and coach of the year, maybe top four. But you look at what they can do in Washington. Scary Terry, Brian Robinson Jr., all those things they have on their team to be a team that can be, you know, kind of like that Houston Texans role. C.J. Stroud came in last year as a rookie, had a really good year. Daniels, he's going to win rookie of the year. Going into the playoffs, can you make your stay or will this be a flash in the pan? I think this matchup is going to be great. And I think Baker is going to win this game for Tampa Bay. I also think Baltimore is going to beat Pittsburgh, but I'm not 100% sold on that. The other one that I'm looking at in the script is that I really like to see what the Minnesota Vikings will do. I think is the game that we see Sam Darnold kind of figure it out. When it's gut check time, great coaches and good quarterbacks figure out a way to quiet that narrative, and I think Minnesota will do that. Mm. I think this game being transferred over to Arizona.
I think it's huge.
I think it's a big factor in this. And I just like Arizona for the Minnesota Vikings. Again, I'm not 100% sold on Pittsburgh losing, but I am 100% on Tampa Bay winning, and I'm 100% on Minnesota beating the Vikings, or Minnesota beating the Rams. You'll see that tonight. Gosh. Playoff weekend.
Whew.
See, to me, that's why the NFL is outstanding.
Yes.
You think you know, and then, boom, reality check. Justin Herbert, 4 picks.
Justin Herbert stinks.
And the playoffs, yes.
That's all that matters.
Yep.
I would be absolutely shopping Justin Herbert if I'm San Diego. Absolutely.
Everyone would be buying.
I'd be shopping Mike Tomlin if I was Pittsburgh.
And if I'm Mike Tomlin, I'm shopping myself at this point in time. I'm telling my agent, go out and shop me.